Last week, World Report ended with some questions of fact. What is the Palestinian Authority, and how is it different from the Palestinian Liberation Organization? And the question of the week, this week, how are the Palestinian elections structured? Do they have proportional representation? Stay tuned for the answer to that and more. But first, let's look at the Palestinian Authority. What is it? What is its relationship to the PLO and to Hamas? They're all pretty much the same, aren't they? Only the PA is more official. Well, not exactly. Let's begin with the PLO, or the Palestinian Liberation Organization. In 1964, at a summit meeting in Cairo, the Arab League initiated the creation of an organization to represent the Palestinian people. The PLO was founded on June 2nd of that same year, 1964. The Statement of Proclamation declared, quote, "the right of the Palestinian Arab people to its sacred homeland, Palestine," and affirmed, quote, "the inevitability of the battle to liberate the usurped part from it," end quote. Later that year, the Palestinian National Charter stated that, quote, "the claims of historic and spiritual ties between Jews and Palestine are not in agreement with the facts of history or with the true basis of sound statehood," end quote. Article 18 of the Charter claimed that, quote, "the Jews are not one people with an independent personality because they are citizens to their states." Article 24 stated that the PLO, quote, "does not exercise any territorial sovereignty over the West Bank, in the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, on the Gaza Strip, or in the Hima area of the Golan Heights," end quote. It wasn't until 1969, after the defeat of Syria, Jordan, and Egypt in the Six-Day War had destroyed the credibility of those states that sought to be patrons of the Palestinian people, and had significantly weakened Egypt's pan-Arab president, Nasser, that Yasser Arafat came to power. Arafat advocated guerrilla warfare. He sought to free the PLO from its Arab state sponsors and bring it under control of the Palestinian member organizations. The largest of those member organizations in the PLO, which still exists today, is Arafat's middle-of-the-road nationalist Fatah Party, now chaired by Mahmoud Abbas, who is also known as Abu Mazen. Other members or factions of the PLO coalition include the communist PFLP and DFLP, a Syrian Ba'athist party, an Iraqi Ba'athist party, and several nonviolent parties, including the Palestinian People's Party and the Palestine Democratic Union. The significance of these so-called minor parties is that all except the Ba'athists have elected representatives to the Palestinian Legislative Council. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. In 1987, at the beginning of the First Intifada, when Hamas was established, there was no Palestinian Authority and no Legislative Council, only the PLO. Hamas's 1988 charter, as we often hear these days, calls for the destruction of Israel. We almost never hear that the same charter calls for the destruction of any secular Palestinian government and the creation of an Islamic Republic in their place. Hamas attracted members through preaching and charitable work before spreading its influence into trade unions, universities, bazaars, professional organizations, and, beginning in December 2004, municipal governments. Nowadays, Hamas devotes much of its estimated $70 million annual budget to an extensive social services network. It funds schools, orphanages, mosques, healthcare clinics, soup kitchens, and sports leagues. These programs are viewed variously as part of a sincere social development agenda, as an integrated para-state policy, as propaganda, and as recruitment exercises, or all of the above. Hamas has significantly increased literacy in areas where it is active. According to an article by the Israeli scholar Reuven Haas, published by the conservative U.S. Council on Foreign Relations, approximately 90% of the organization's work is in social, welfare, cultural, and educational activities. According to UPI, Israel supported and encouraged the early grassroots Hamas movement during the 1970s to counterbalance the secular PLO. Beginning in 1991, secret negotiations between Israeli Yair Hirschfeld and Deputy Foreign Minister Yossi Beilon, who were acting on behalf of Prime Minister Shimon Peres, and Palestinian financial expert Abu Ala, eventually led to the Oslo Accords in 1993. Yasser Arafat, then chairman of the PLO, recognized the State of Israel in an official letter to its Prime Minister, Yitzhak Rabin. In response, Israel recognized the PLO as the legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. Hamas describes its first use of suicide bombing as a response 40 days later to the mass killing of 29 Muslims during Friday prayers in the month of Ramadan by Dr. Baruch Goldstein on February 25, 1994. Baruch's massacre took place in the Cave of the Patriarchs, the burial site of the biblical figures Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, and Leah, which is considered holy to both Muslims and Jews and is said to have changed forever the complex relations between Israelis and Palestinians. Until then, activists in the Islamic Jihad and in the military wing of Hamas had concentrated their actions against Palestinian collaborators. They also sent knife-wielding fanatics into Israel to kill and be killed. They hit Israeli military targets, attack Israeli troops on patrol, kidnapping and killing border policemen and Israeli internal security forces. For many years, they were known for and they prided themselves on attacking solely military targets. Baruch's act demonstrated that settlers like him posed a threat to the lives and safety of Palestinians as well as to the viability of the Palestinian state, which was grounded in the Oslo process. Hamas became the main opponent of the Oslo Accords. On the Israeli side, radical settlers and their supporters also saw the secret negotiations that had led to Oslo as illegal and even treasonous. It has been called a monstrous crime and an unmitigated disaster for Israel. According to IDF sources, from November 2000 to April 2004, 377 Israeli citizens and soldiers were killed and 2,076 wounded in 425 attacks by Hamas. In 1995, Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by Yigal Amir, a man loosely associated with the same Hebron settlement as Goldstein. The Palestinian Authority was established on May 4, 1994, as a result of the Oslo Accords. It was originally seen as a transitional body with a five-year lifetime during which final status negotiations between the two parties were to take place. The PA nominally governs parts of the West Bank and all of the Gaza Strip, which are parts of the Palestinian territories. Under Oslo, the PA controlled both security-related and civilian issues in Palestinian urban areas referred to as Area A, but only civilian issues in Palestinian rural areas designated Area B. The remainder of the territories, including Israeli settlements, the Jordan Valley region, and bypass roads between Palestinian communities, were to remain under exclusive Israeli control, Area C. The Palestinian Legislative Council is the legislature or parliament of the Palestinian Authority and is a single house or unicameral body. On January 20, 1996, elections took place in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem for president of the PA and for members of the PLC. For the 1996 elections, the PLC had 88 members elected from 16 electoral districts in the West Bank and Gaza. Hamas boycotted the 1996 elections. In 2004, Hamas declared a unilateral truce, which it offered to maintain for 10 years in exchange for Israel's complete withdrawal to its 1967 borders. The truce was violated once in August 2005 with an attack wounding 7, and in several attacks on Israeli motorists, killing 6. In general, the truce, or Hudna, has held even through a period that included the extrajudicial killing of Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmad Yassin and his replacement Abdel Aziz al-Rantisi. According to the Israeli Internal Security Agency, Shin Bet, 45 Israelis were killed in Palestinian militant attacks in 2005. This is 60% fewer than the number killed in 2004 and the lowest since the start of the Intifada in 2000. The main reason for the decline, Shin Bet said, was the informal truce observed by some Palestinian groups. In June 2005, the PLC passed a new law, increasing the number of MPs from 88 to 132, stipulating that half be elected under a system of proportional representation and half by traditional constituencies. In legislative elections on January 25, 2006, Hamas won 74 of the 132 seats. Hamas never was a member of the PLO. That's it for this Monday. If you'd like to suggest a story or comment about anything you hear on World Report, email Earthling, that's EARTHLING, at netidea.com. Put World Report in the subject line to make sure I don't mistake your message for spam. I'm Jim Terrell at Kootenai Co-op Radio. Thanks for listening.